Hi, I'm making a video about Bohemian Grove. I repressed the memories and more memories have come back and I wanted to share them with you. I want Bohemian Grove destroyed. Anyone that watches this video, I want you to go there and destroy that place. What happened is I began going at age 4 and you're taken away from your parents by the people there, or the master of the ceremonies. In this case, that was George Herbert Walker Bush Sr. So they put the children into a bunkhouse of all the attendees, and you're allowed out during the day, and you're not allowed out of the bunkhouse at night, except to be raped. So what happens is, what happened to me is that when I was 4, I was taken by George Herbert Walker Bush Sr. to his cabin at night. He had sex with me and told me that he had to bring me somewhere. And he brought me to Nixon's cabin, ex-President Nixon's cabin, where I was brutally raped, and apparently I was screaming for my life. And Herbert Walker Bush, he told me to call him Herbert, came to the cabin and screamed and yelled at Nixon and said, "Don't worry, that won't happen again," or what have you. And I went back to the children's bunkhouse. The next day, I met then President Jimmy Carter. He was president at this time when I was 4 years old. I did not like him. I was scared. I curtsied. And I said, "How do you do, Mr. President?" And the fact that I curtsied was really hilarious to him, and they all started laughing at the table. The table was filled with presidents, senators, officials, and all sorts of other high-ranking government employees. He told Herbert to bring me by his cabin. He said, "Where did you find her? She's so adorable." And then Herbert said, "She just sort of fell into our laps." And they all started laughing, and I didn't understand what was funny at the time. He took me to then President Jimmy Carter's house, and I begged and pleaded with Herbert not to go, and he literally dragged me there screaming. When I got into Jimmy Carter's cabin, I begged the president not to rape me. He said, "You will do what you're told, child." And I begged him to stop that it hurt, and he continued to rape me. I then spaced out and pretend I was playing with my toys at home. The following day, I decided to go over to Herbert Walker Bush's cabin. Herbert, he told me to call him Herbert, and then seduced Herbert, telling him that I only wanted him because it didn't hurt when he had sex with me. He actually made it somewhat pleasurable, if that makes any sense, and I decided that I was going to convince him that I was in love with him and only wanted to be with him and no one else. And I told him this. I told him that I was in love with him, that I admired him, and I only wanted to have sex with him. I'd already been sexually abused by the Freemasonic and the Illuminati since age 2, so this was nothing new to me. So after convincing him that this was my real intention, he believed me, and he told me a code word to tap on the shoulder when I wanted to meet with him. So this went on for 3 years. I had an affair with him for 3 years, from age 4 to age 7, and he used to discuss government matters, CIA matters. He was then a CIA agent, and unbeknownst to me, he was master of the ceremonies. Now, I have to make this short and continue this video in part 2. Okay, so Herbert Bush Sr. Had an intimate sexual affair with me, which I enjoyed and thought he was in love with me. He only, quote-unquote, betrayed our relationship one time when Reagan became president between the ages of 5 and 6. I'm not sure. I believe it was probably when I was 6 years old, maybe 7, that I was forced to sleep with President Reagan. He just told me to let him rape me and close my eyes and it would be over with quickly, I promise. So luckily for me, I had convinced him not to pass me around to everyone else. During the day, he would take me swimming and talk to me about matters of the state and ask me questions about what I thought was the best action on things to do, and he was very pleased with my answers. So I was definitely not going to be a sacrificial victim, which I did not know that was happening. I convinced him to either give me the key or I stole the key, but I probably convinced him to give me the key to the child's bunker. And at night, when I was 7 years old on the third year of Bohemian Grove, I snuck out to see what was going on. And there was that satanic owl that scared me when I was 4 years old. And in front of the satanic owl was Herbert. And Herbert put on the most hideous mask I'd ever seen in my life. It looked like something crossed between Chucky and some horror film mask. He had a little boy named Sean, my age almost, maybe 6 years old, maybe my age seven, laying on a table, and he poured blood on him. I was standing behind everyone in the trees, watching, in silent horror. When he cut his throat and killed him, I tried not to scream and I covered my mouth. I ran into the redwoods, crying my eyes out silently, and went as far as I could into the redwoods. The next day, nobody could find me. I went missing. They ended up sending a search party for me. They spent hours looking for me. I was hidden so well, they couldn't find me. I only came out because my father screamed to me, and I can't say my name. He screamed my name and he said, "Please come back. I promise we'll never come back to Bohemian Grove again." He kept his promise, and that's the end of part two. So to this day, I have no idea whether Herbert Bush Sr. actually loved me back or whether I just was a deluded pedophile victim. But all I know is that when I ended it, he began running ops against me. He forced me at age 8 to age 11 into a Nazi-run MKUltra Monarch training program that split my personality into 14 different personalities. And then he did other things to me until the day he died. But actually, right before the day he died, he did turn and stop, and I used our code word, which was Betty Sinclair, from when I was a little child. But I didn't remember all this. I had buried that deeply within me, and I literally had a nervous breakdown when I remembered it. I ran something called Operation Beauty and the Beast against him for his, after he became president. I ran that operation until the day he died. I will go into this later. I'm having computer problems. Hi, so I'm back to say this. I made the mistake of thinking I should report to one of my abusers, which was my grandmother, who's still alive, who abused me with my mother at the Freemasonic lodges and at churches that were closed from the time I was born until the time I was about 11. I don't know what I was thinking. I really don't. I thought she's at the end of her life. Maybe she would tell me the truth. And I wrote her an email asking her if she also was abused as a child by the Freemasons and a survivor of satanic ritual abuse, and whether my mom was as well. And I told her that I was in counseling and that my counselor reported it to the police, who reported it to the state's attorney's office, and that they wanted to press charges against my mother. My mother is now trying to kill me, and she is very influential because she has a high power position. She also is involved with the KKK. She's not involved with the CIA, but she's involved with the KKK. It turns out she's also working for Russia as a Russian mole. So the Russians also want me killed, and they told her to kill me. They actually called off the murder attempt because I have a boyfriend that's involved in something overseas. And he told them, "You call it off or I'll never help you again," etc., etc. He's playing both sides. They tried to call it off, but my mother's still trying to kill me because she found out that from my grandmother told her that I told a counselor about the satanic ritual abuse. Okay, so I'm going to do a short video on the beginning of my life and the beginning of SRA abuse. I was born into an Illuminati family, Freemasonic family. My mother was forced to abuse me. I believe truly that she was traumatized because she cut off all of her very long, beautiful hair, almost shaving it right before I was born. So she was forced to rape me with various objects from the time I was born until age 2 to prepare me for satanic ritual abuse by the Freemasons and Illuminati. I do remember some of my childhood as a baby. I remember being left alone often in the crib. I remember there was one time when I was still in the crib. My mother had left books in the crib and I scribbled on them as a baby and she went hysterical at me. I truly believe my mom was probably, I would say 90% sure that she also was an SRA victim herself because she was also born into the same Illuminati family. It was on my mother's side that this was occurring. So I think she had severe mental problems from it. I can't prove that, and I have no idea whether that's true or not, but it seems likely. I'm going to end this video and then start the actual SRA abuse. Well, that was SRA abuse, to be raped as a child, as a baby, and then physically and mentally abused as a baby. To prepare me for SRA abuse. The next video will go into age 2. Okay, so this is part 2. This is when the SRA abuse really started to occur. At age 2, for children in the Illuminati family that are not chosen to be killed, they are then either chosen, they are chosen to be baby harlequins, or they are to perform certain tasks and rituals at the Freemasonic lodges and Illuminati events, because the Illuminati doesn't always take place in an actual building. It can take place at someone's house, a meeting or a ritual. So I'm going to start at age 2. At age 2 is when I was officially presented to the Satanic Freemasonic Lodge actually they believe that they're not really satanic. They believe that they're doing something else. They're kind of confused people. They aren't worshiping Jesus Christ. And their actions show it, but they're very confused. And there are people that have been involved in this that didn't go to hell because they were half Christian, half Freemasons. I will say that before I get into the abuse. But I am not trying to get anyone killed or arrested or anything else. I'm just telling this so that people know what really goes on and that in hopes that it doesn't happen again to anyone else. Okay, so at age 2, I was brought to a Freemasonic temple, and I don't know where it was. It was near Washington, D.C., I believe. And I was 2, I was dressed in a horrific, just absolutely horrifically disgusting red and gold brocade robe that was completely open, and I was completely naked underneath. This is hard for me to talk about without splitting my personalities because I do have DID from the abuse. So when I arrived, all I remember is walking in through the door, arriving in that hideous robe with my mother. And there were many, many elderly people sitting at a very, very long black table. There was black and white checkerboard floors. There were gold and red velvet upholstery chairs and chaise lounges against the wall. The curtains were drawn, and there was one door all the way to the back, to the right. that was red. And everything was either red, black, white, or gold. So I was undressed, and a between 42 and 48-year-old man with brown hair then proceeded to have sex with me, rape me, but I was to be willing to do this. I was already taught to be willing to do that with him. So a full-grown man had sex with a 2-year-old on a chaise lounge at the Freemasonic Lodge. And when he was finished, I was sat down at the table, which seemed absolutely enormous to me at the time. I was only 2, but I was not very small for 2. Anyway, there was a goblet with human blood placed in front of me. I could tell because the goblet was made out of skull and human bones. When I looked at the table, I looked away because there were dead people cut up on the table, just sitting there on the table, dead human beings. I really can't really talk about this. This is really difficult for me, but all I will say is that I told them I refused to drink human blood, and the elderly woman next to me said that it's not required of her. And I was really grateful that she said that. I then tried to escape the room by crawling underneath the table and trying to find a way to that back door. But it was locked. And I was brought back to the table. Actually, if you want to know the truth, my memory is cut off there. I do know who was there. Some of the people that were there. Some of the people are completely strangers to me. And almost all of them were elderly or very old, except for my mother and the man. That's all. Thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to go into some other memories about the SRA abuse that I survived. Not all of the SRA satanic ritual abuse occurred at the Freemasonic lodges or temples. Oftentimes, these people would abuse you at other places, and the only other place that would be closed churches. Apparently, they do this on purpose to try to keep you from finding Jesus Christ, which was actually successful in their attempt because for a very long time, I was not Christian. It lasted until I was about 25. I became a born-again Christian at around age 25. I mean, I was truly lost until then. So anyway, before age 6, they can do just about anything they want to you and basically erase your memory because they have found throughout the years that they can do satanic ritual abuse and erase your memory. And as long as it's done before age 6, the child won't be able to recall. Now, I have only been able to recall certain things. It has taken me a lifetime to recall a lot of these things. I'm not very old, but I'm also not very young. And I will say that it has been extremely traumatic. And I know that there's still plenty more buried inside of me that I can't remember consciously. So I will go into what happens outside of the Freemasonic lodges and temples, because as you heard of an example of what goes on inside of there, and I could go into more about what goes on inside there, I may later do so, but right now I'm going to discuss what happens to you outside of the Freemasonic lodges and Illuminati temples. The Freemasonic Illuminati people take you to closed churches. One memory I have was where I was taken with my grandmother and mother and 3 other witches from the Satanic Freemasons Illuminati group and one male. They took me to a closed church. I knew it was a church. I was under age 6, between around maybe 2, 3, 4 at most. Probably under four. And I could see it was a church because I could see the stained glass windows. It was closed, it was dark, it was night. There was nobody else there. There was a table that they strapped me down to where they tortured me with medical devices. Medical instruments, I'm sorry. They used things like scalpels and things that you would see in a doctor's office. When I recalled this memory, I tried to go to a doctor for an appointment and completely flipped out and split my personality because I saw a medical instrument, and I became so terrified. I told my doctor about the SRA abuse and that I'm terrified of the instrument. She said, I'm not going to hurt you, just stay calm, you know. Anyway, they hurt me and they tortured me with medical instruments. They also use, and they use this repeatedly on me from the time I was 2 to the age, at least age 6, a device that is, it has a long handle and on the end it's round with spikes, and they rape you with it until you bleed. And then they mix the blood with semen, so then you get raped by the male who wore a mask. In this case, in this one memory that I have when I was around three and a half probably, the man put on a white robe and a white mask, raped me with that so that I would bleed that device, and then had sex with me, coming inside of me, using the semen, mixing it with blood, performing some sort of ritual, and then using medical instruments to torture me. One of the things that they did to me while on the table was put a medical instrument up my nose, and I'm pretty sure they were trying to partially lobotomize me. So I should put a warning on this video, it's extremely graphic. I don't really remember exactly how they harmed me with the medical instruments, but I know it hurt really, really badly. I know when they put the thing up my nose, that was ball gagged because I wanted to scream in agony, and I was tied down in like a crucifixion position and strapped to a table. So my hands and body were strapped down to a table throughout the entire time. That's the end of this video. Thank you.